So just to sort of wrap up my career thus far, Ed retired in 2013. I bought his company and continue as owner of AirPlay today.
And what does AirPlay do?
Today, primarily, we are focusing on our on-hold messaging product. We have 7,000 clients nationwide. This was part of a company that Ed bought, probably, I think, 20 years ago. And I have employees that have been with us for 20 years. I know one woman who works with us started with us when she started working when there was shipping to be done, when she was very, very, she was a teenager and is still with us today. So we primarily focus on that. We also did video production for a number of years and are not doing as much of that anymore. I'm trying to step back a little bit. And so I feel like I have the company in a position that it can be run with or without my full 100% attention, because the people working with us now have been in the on-hold industry for so many years.
Does that make you feel good that at this point in your life you still have something going? It's a business and all?
I still have something going, but I have the flexibility that I always wanted and dreamed about.
You released,
of course, now my children are gone.
They're gone?
Well, one lives in San Francisco and one in New York, but I see them as often as I can.
Do you have grandchildren?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Did you release a commissioned book?
We did publish a book in 2014, I believe, on it was the history of the Liberty Glass Plant. I wrote the book. I had an employee at the time who had a strong tie to Sepulpa, and she asked if... She said, would you be interested in helping me put together a book that tells the history of Liberty Glass? She said, I can do the graphics. She was a graphic designer. She said, I can do the graphics if you can do written content. And so I approached it much like I did one of my television specials. I interviewed a number of the people who were still living, who were a part of Liberty Glass. That's why they wanted to do it at that point, because their employees had... were getting older, and they wanted to make sure they were able to capture their stories. So I interviewed the people and wrote their answers much like I'd write an interview. So I really didn't have any other experience in writing something like that. So I went back to what I knew.
You are famous for not having experience and yet going on and do something. Did you find you enjoyed writing? Do you consider yourself a writer? You're a broadcaster, but
I love writing. I love writing. That was always my favorite part of broadcasting was writing. I love the creative opportunity writing provides. And that was my favorite part of my Oklahoman show was writing.
You received numerous awards recently. You received the Sadie Adwan Lifetime Achievement Award?
Yes, I've been very fortunate to receive a number of awards. I think when you stay in an industry as long as I have, they have no choice but to give you some of the awards. The Sadie Adwan, yes, for Lifetime Achievement from Women in Communications. That meant so much to me because I was able to work with Sadie Adwan at Channel 8, and she was the first woman general manager. So she was a pioneer, certainly in her own right. She followed Tom Goodgame at Channel 8 as general manager. So that award meant a great deal to me.
In interviewing people, and you go away from it and started thinking about it, was there always that question that you should have asked?
Yes, I'm sure there was over the years, especially after I'd get to the editing process, I would think, oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, I wish I didn't ask mm-hmm. that. Yes, but I think that's part of, you know, that's just part of being an interviewer, is that there are always going to be things you wish you had asked, because you don't know a person's entire story, obviously, before you interview them, so you can't come up with a specific list that you will always stick to. You have to always, like we talked about earlier, listen and see where the story leads you.
And that always nags me, and it will nag me after this interview. Oh, I should have.
Well, I think we covered.
We did.
I do want to mention one other honor, because I was able to receive Oklahoma's highest honor, and that was from the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, and that was certainly the high point of my career was receiving that honor.
Right, and you deserve that.